Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC. I'm not scared
of dying lonely. No matter who you are, things in your life probably aren't going as expected, whatever that means. But the things you are doing right now, no matter what they are, that's your life. It's not a plan B. I'm your host, Madeline Mortensen, and you're listening to This Is Not a Backup Plan. Getaways, start a new life for a couple days, hoping I'm far enough away. Lonely can't find me when I'm filling in the time with buying plane tickets. Hello, welcome back to This Is Not a Backup Plan. I hope that you are having a great week and that you feel like the weekend is approaching at a pleasant pace. Not so slowly that you feel like you're going to die, but not so quickly that you don't feel like you can get done the things that you need to do. I'm sitting here Tuesday night, so recording the night before, which really is an improvement. And I am just about to leave and go to the library to have my literary society. I think that we talked about that a few episodes ago when my friend Annie Foster was on. The literary society is a really fun thing that I used to do when I lived in Logan. It's a little bit like a book club, but instead of a book for everyone to read, we pick a theme and everyone brings a book related to that theme to share. So I think of it as like a busy person's book club or a book party, because if you have read books in your life, if you like to read, even on a moderate level, it's really easy to participate. It's a fun way to start like interesting conversations, and I've discovered lots of really fun reads from that. So I realized that since I had moved somewhere where I had a lot more friends and a lot more social connections, that I could try that again. And I don't have the parking space to really accommodate that where I live now, but fortunately the library has free rooms that I can borrow. So I'm really excited to try something that I loved so much in an old place to try it in a new place. And I'm really hoping that it will be a good way to make some friends and start building some good relationships. This weekend, I hung some star lanterns in my apartment. I've loved for a really long time the stars that IKEA does in the winter, and I finally decided to buy some. I always get hung up because the shades for the lanterns are like $5 to $7, but then the cord and the light bulb means that each of them come out being a little bit over like, they're like $10 to $15 a piece once you buy the cords and the light. And so I've always really held off on doing that. And I decided that every year I feel sad that I didn't do that. So I prioritized it this year. I hung them really early because I don't want to wait till Christmas time to hang them. And honestly, they are just so lovely. I don't want to relegate them to like 1 month of enjoying them. So I'm really, really, really happy that I did that. Unfortunately, though, the weather is starting to lean more towards Christmas weather than I want it to. On Friday, it was 75 degrees, and then on Saturday, it was like 40 degrees. So, I don't know. Fall might be gone. I'm comforting myself and telling myself that this is Utah and that temperatures can totally rise again, so I have my fingers crossed. The guest for this week's podcast is someone I came across on TikTok named Beth Keeping. She's a singer-songwriter, and a few weeks ago, she had a song called Plane Tickets come out, which is a song all about celebrating yourself as a single person and about solo travel. And I loved it. She put together a lot of fun videos with some of her followers, travel videos. People were putting together travel videos with the song. And I reached out to her because I wanted to know why she wrote the song. I wanted to hear about her experience being a single woman and how traveling had helped her connect with herself and celebrate her life in new ways. And she was gracious enough to chat with me. So the song you heard at the beginning of the podcast is a little bit of Beth's song, and we'll talk about the backstory to it in this podcast, and then you should go check it out. You should stream it, you should follow her on TikTok, and you can check out all the fun videos that she shares there.
Like magic,
thank you so much for joining me, Beth. Before we start talking about your song and about your story with your song, will you take a minute and introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Hi, everyone. My name is Beth Keeping, and I'm a pop artist from the UK. I live in London, and I've been making music for about 5 or 6 years, but been focusing on releasing music myself as an artist for about 1.5 years. So it's quite a new journey, but I'm just really excited to share my stories and my experiences with people through music.
So you have a new song that just came out like a week or so ago called Plane Tickets that's about being a single woman and about celebrating yourself and really honoring your life. And it was so fun for me because I heard it when I was visiting my cousin in the Netherlands. And I was like, oh, like I relate to this so much. This is the kind of stuff that really makes me happy and really fulfills my life. Can you just start out by telling people what the song is about and the story behind it?
Yeah, well, that's amazing that you heard it in the Netherlands. That's really cool. I've actually had a lot of people in the States hear the song through TikTok. So it's nice to hear that it's also reaching people in Europe. But yeah, I wrote the song. I started the song about 2.5, 3 years ago. It took me about 2 years to write because it was such an important subject and so complex that I definitely wanted to make sure that I did it justice and that I did it right. But essentially, the song is about being single when all of your friends are in relationships and at that stage where they're getting married and settling down and having kids. And for one reason or another, that hasn't happened for you, whether that's by choice or whether that's not by choice. And you find yourself as a single person and it's dealing with the kind of the joys and the pains of that. And I found myself in that situation probably about just before the pandemic in 2019. And all of my friends were buying houses and moving in with their partners and announcing engagements. And that wasn't happening for me. And I was going to all these parties and celebrating everyone else. And I just thought, actually, I want to do something to celebrate me and where I'm at in my life, as well as celebrating other people. And so I booked a plane ticket to Southeast Asia and I went off on my own for 6 weeks and just traveled around and met some amazing people and had some incredible experiences. And so I've done a lot of traveling since then on my own and with friends and meeting people on the way and for music. And it's just been such a beautiful, enriching experience. And so the song Plane Tickets, I wrote it from the perspective of how it can be really hard when your friends are all coupled up and you don't have someone and maybe you want to be with someone, but that doesn't mean it has to stop you from living your life and having adventures and going out there and having new experiences that you might not have been able to have if you'd been married.
So tell me about then when in 2019, when you're like, what am I going to do to celebrate me? What was it that made you decide, I'm going to buy a plane ticket, I'm going to go to Southeast Asia? Why was that the thing you picked to celebrate yourself?
Oh, I think it was because I've always loved traveling and I've done a lot of traveling for my job, for music. So I've been to the States a lot. I've been to Nashville and LA and I've been on writing camps in different places, but I'd never really done a solo trip purely for the fun of it and purely to just see the world. And this was so out of my comfort zone because I wanted to go to a whole new culture. I'd never been to Asia before and I just wanted to really get out of my comfort zone. And, you know, I'd seen all these stories about people just going off with their backpack and solo traveling. And I was thinking, could I do that too? And so I think I just booked the ticket. And then it was only really 2 days before I actually flew out that I realized what I'd done and that I had to go off and have this adventure and, you know, understand this whole new culture, having never experienced it before and doing it by myself. But I'm so glad I did, because from the moment I landed, I just told myself, you know what, we're just going to step out of our comfort zone and we're just going to do this. And I had the most amazing time. So I'm so glad I did it. And yeah, I wanted to do something new and I wanted to challenge myself. So that's why I chose to go to Southeast Asia.
In the song you talk about, it's not dying alone that worries you. It's like the living that gets you sometimes that's lonely. So tell me about it. What was it about the trip? What is it about traveling that kind of fills that space for you?
Yeah, well, I think if you are in a long-term relationship, there's a lot of obviously commitment and compromise that has to come with that. It's part and parcel. And you can't just think about, you know, your own decisions and yourself and what you want. You have to bear your own mind, your partner. And obviously, maybe you have kids as well. And so that's a whole other layer. But I think if you're single and you don't have children, that's a real opportunity to be like, okay, have this time. I can just get up and go somewhere and see new things that maybe I wouldn't be able to do if I was in a relationship. And I would love to have that relationship one day, but until I do have that, let's enjoy the time that I do have by myself rather than waiting for my life to start, because I think a lot of people, we have all these plans and things we want to do in our lives, and often we're waiting around until we meet someone and then we can do it with them. But actually, there's so much that we can do right now by ourselves, and that actually things that you wouldn't be able to do if you did have a partner, you know, like I say, just taking off for 6 weeks, or some people go for 6 months or a year, or even just going off at the drop of a hat and just for a weekend somewhere. You can't really do that if you're in a long-term committed relationship. You have to bear in mind someone else. So while you can, I think taking that experience and enjoying that freedom, I think is really important and can really lift you out of that place of loneliness that I think sometimes we all feel.
From a practical place, tell me a little bit about planning this first trip and figuring out how you are going to navigate it. I went to Vietnam in 2019, so I'm thinking we were there around the same time. I was there in July and I went with a school group, so I had like people that had done a lot of planning for me, which I really appreciated because it can be big to plan things in a new place with a new language. So tell me about how you were thinking through that process and just navigating doing this for the first time and going for such a long time to such a different place.
Yeah, I think we were probably there at a similar time. I went in kind of March, April time, and I went to Cambodia first and then Vietnam. And then I went to Singapore as well, because I had a friend who was living out there. So I went to visit her for about a week. And yeah, I think I did a lot of research just on the internet, just watching a lot of kind of YouTube videos. There's so many incredible vloggers who travel around the world and cool talk about their experiences. So I watched a lot of videos and just saw, oh, this looks fun. Or and read a lot of blogs about people's itineraries. And I think I looked up 3 weeks in Vietnam, like what you can do in that time. But I did keep it quite flexible. I think I spent about 10 days in Cambodia, and I had planned out most of the days of that trip. But I also didn't really know where I would be necessarily staying until a couple of days before. I would book my accommodation like a few days in advance when I was there. But it meant that when I was in Vietnam, I planned on traveling south to north, because I think I read that you can either travel north to south or south to north. So I started in the south and I worked my way up through flights and kind of night trains and various different things. And I had a couple of things booked in advance, but most of it was going on recommendations, actually, people I met in hostels and had conversations with. I ended up going to Ha Giang, which is a beautiful region in the north in the mountains near the Chinese border, and ended up doing a 4-day kind of motorcycle loop around the most beautiful mountains. And I only decided that because I'd had conversations with people I'd met on my trip who said that was one of the best things that they'd done. And yeah, so I felt like keeping it flexible actually when I was there was really good, because then you can actually hear people's experiences and play it a little bit by ear. I want to say I was a single woman on my own in my late 20s at the time, and I felt really safe. So I think you can do it by yourself. I think some countries are safer than others, but Southeast Asia is definitely a safe place to be a woman solo traveling, as long as you're sensible about things.
So that's really actually a great thing that leads me into it. I think one reason women might feel like they want to wait till they have a partner or make sure they have a friend or someone that can go to someone is like safety. Can I do this by myself? So did you have a voice in the back of your head that was saying like, oh, maybe it's not safe? Are you someone that worries about those things? If so, like, how did you address that voice and manage your inhibitions so that you could have this experience and then discover like, I do feel safe doing this?
I think I did just feel quite safe, but I think it was because I'd done a lot of research and I'd read a lot of blogs about solo travelers. And I think in general, people said that in the countries that I visited, they felt very safe. And I think they talked about areas or certain things that they wouldn't do. And I made sure that, you know, I didn't drink too much or go out at night by myself unless I was in a group or unless it was literally, you know, a very well-lit area and I knew exactly where I was going. So I would always make sure that I was with other people if it was after dark. Although there was one moment where when I was going to do this motorbike tour in Ha Giang, I got dropped off from a night bus at 4 a.m. and I was suddenly in this town called Ha Giang, and there was no streetlights at all. And so I had my phone as a torch and I was like wandering down the street, and I definitely thought, you know what? I could die at any minute and no one would know where I am or what happened to me. And then I got to my hostel and they didn't wake up. And there was no one to help me. And so my friend who was already in the hostel, I managed to wake her up, and then she passed a sleeping bag and a pillow between the bars of the hostel. And I slept under a table on the concrete floor outside until they opened the hostel at 6 a.m. So that was probably the dodgiest part of my trip. But in general, it was very safe and I felt very comfortable being on my own.
So this is something that like you really started exploring in 2019, like the beginning of 2019. And then we all know what happened in 2020. So tell me about how this like new way of celebrating yourself like translated in a time when that was limited. And when, especially as a single person, like you could have been more cut off from other people just because of safety during the pandemic.
Yeah, I would say the pandemic was definitely a dark time for me. I think because obviously traveling was such a huge part of my life. Music was such a huge part of my life. And I was one of these people that had a very big social network because of my job and because of all the different things that I did. And so when the pandemic happened, particularly in England, we were in a full lockdown. You couldn't leave your house to exercise more than once an hour a day. And people were calling up the police saying, oh, my neighbor's off for their second walk of the day. Come round and arrest them. So it was very intense in England. And I ended up staying with my parents for 6 months. And it did feel very much like I had progressed back and couldn't do the things that I love to do. And I did feel like I lost a lot of my friendships in that time as well, because a lot of my friends either were already in relationships or had just started a relationship before lockdown. And so they were locked down with their new partner. And I just found that because they were in a relationship, they had a support network and they had someone to be social with, whereas I didn't have anyone. And I just felt like I basically just lost most of my close friends and only had about two or three who I could speak to regularly. And they were other single friends. Whereas I would say all of my friends and couples disappeared into their own little bubble. So I definitely found it hard, but I just tried to make the most of it and just set myself little goals of, okay, what do I want to learn in this time? Or what do I want to achieve? And also just enjoying time by myself, just like going for walks. And I have faith, like I'm a Christian. So I would often pray and invest in like my faith and my personal relationship with God during that time, because I thought there's no one else to invest in a relationship with. So I might as well just enjoy that alone time and just, yeah, get comfortable with being by myself, I think. How did you find the pandemic?
It was interesting. I live in Utah, and we had like a little bit of lockdown, but being a very conservative state, like that didn't last for as long as it did in other areas. And it also geographically is just so different. Like it's a relatively small population spread out over a pretty big state. So I was living in like a more rural part and I was working from home. I had actually just bought a house, which I was like very glad, because I had been like living with five other people before. So I was like really grateful to just be like living with my one roommate in my house and have a lot of space. I worked in news media at that time. So I found that although I felt disconnected from my friends, I felt like overly stimulated with work because I was suddenly trying to do my job that was at a radio station away from the station with the resources, and to manage my intern team and to train my team of interns, because all my journalists that were working under me were interns. I was trying to train them remotely. So I feel like in some ways, like that was like very overwhelming. But in some ways, it also means that I didn't have like empty days where I was like, what am I doing? Like I was like figuring out the puzzle of how to do my job differently. I think one thing I did a lot of during the pandemic that I wouldn't have done in another scenario is I went on a lot of drives. I live like by the Great Salt Lake, which is like a huge salt lake. But there's like a really cool architectural art piece on the lake that's called the Spiral Jetty. So like I drove out there, I drove to a poppy field, I drove like through a canyon that I hadn't known you could drive through, and I like left my valley that way. And so I think it was a time where I just like was like going on walks or like taking drives and like enjoying the fact that I had the space to like just do this thing on my own and to just see this thing that maybe I wouldn't have seen if I wasn't trying to kill time.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that you just made your own little adventures for yourself. That's so cool.
Yeah, I really enjoy traveling. And it was just a completely different way to just see some of the things that were around me in a way I wouldn't have had at a different time.
Amazing. I love that.
So coming out of the pandemic, tell me a little bit about where you've been going. Where have you traveled and how have you been reintegrating that into your life?
So I only started traveling again this year because we've had quite a fierce lockdown in the UK and it was quite difficult to get out of COVID. I would say one thing that was really lovely that came out of the pandemic was actually focusing on my own music as an artist, because before I was working mainly writing for other people. And obviously when the pandemic happened, we couldn't be in the same room together anymore. So I had to just do things by myself. So I started thinking about, oh, what music would I want to write as an artist? And I started writing more and thinking about what my voice was as an artist and the sort of songs I wanted to create. And so I found it a really creative time. So coming out of that, I think that's one thing that's really positive. But yeah, in 2022 has been my traveling year. So at the beginning of March, I went to Iceland with a friend who loves to travel. She's actually engaged, but her partner isn't into traveling at all. He's really just not interested. They might go to a couple of places together, but he really supports her desire to travel. And he knows that's one of the big loves of her life. So she goes on a lot of solo trips or goes away with friends rather than going with him. And I think that's just really a really lovely balance of still having stuff that you can do by yourself. So we went to Iceland and we saw the Northern Lights and just had the most incredible week driving around. And then I went to the States. I went back to Nashville in May and did some writing there, wrote some new songs, and just saw all my friends again and did a bit of traveling with a friend who was also out there at the time. And I've just been to Montenegro now. Last week, I went with the same friend I went to Iceland with. We went away for a week and it was a completely rogue country I'd never heard of, but it's so beautiful. So if anyone's ever in Europe and you have a free week, I would highly recommend Montenegro because it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. It's just loads of mountains and just incredible views.
That's so fun. Are there places you're looking forward to next?
Yeah. So at the moment, I'm thinking about where I want to go on my next big trip. I would love to do another kind of solo backpacking experience where I take a bit longer and go and explore a country somewhere like Thailand or Laos or Indonesia. It's very high on my list. So it depends on how it works out with the seasons and stuff. But I think Indonesia is probably top of my list at the moment. How about you? Where would you like to go?
Oh, okay. So I was in the Netherlands with my cousin and I've been to visit her a few times. This time we went to Gdansk in Poland, which was not a city that like either of us were really familiar with. I mean, she knew where it was geographically. I didn't even know where it was geographically, just like the ticket was a really good deal. And so we went and we just, the whole time we were there, like every 5 minutes, we're like, this is wonderful. Like, this is one of the best places we've been. It felt like a storybook. It just was like very fascinating. Fascinating, very pretty, just very interesting. My aunt invited me to come to France with her in March. So I'm going to go to France with her in March. I had been thinking I would go to Southeast Asia again because my dad's going to Indonesia in the summer. I don't think that's going to work out with going to France, but I really want to go to somewhere in Latin America. Guatemala was the first country that I visited outside of the US and Canada. And it was so interesting and so pretty. I had a friend living there. And I'm thinking that I would really like to go to South America next. So I think after I go to France, I'm going to start looking at what the flight prices are and starting to do research on what good areas to visit are. With my cousin living in Europe, I've been there quite a few times because it just really cuts down on the travel costs if you can stay with someone else. But you can get really good flights to South America and then you do not deal with as much jet lag if you're going there from the States. And so I think that would be really fun, really interesting, and just really nice to do.
Oh, that sounds amazing. One of my friends hiked the Inca Trail and she did that with a group. So she flew out to Lima and spent a few days by herself exploring. And then she joined a group and then they did the Inca Trail together. And I can't remember where they ended up, but she ended up doing a couple of other places afterwards as well. So that's a kind of a good mix of wanting to be other people. So it's less you on your own as a woman in Latin America, but also doing some other things as well. So if you're into hiking and seeing beautiful mountain views, then would highly recommend the Inca Trail.
That's cool. My friend just went to Peru and went to Machu Picchu this summer with her husband, and they loved it so much. She said it was just so fascinating. And I don't know about you, but like Machu Picchu was one of the things that I really remember learning about in elementary school. It's just such an interesting story. And she said that getting to see it in real life was so much fun.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'd love to go.
Is there anything you've been thinking about that we haven't touched on that you want to chat about before we wrap up?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's mainly just remembering that as single people, we're not waiting around for our life to start and we never know how the future is going to go. We could meet someone next week. We could meet someone in 10 years time, or maybe we want to be single and we want to stay on our own. And that's a life choice that we want to have. And I think it's just about remembering that we can choose to be happy in that and choose to make the most of that. And also that I think we were talking before the podcast started about how I think culturally so much of the media and books and films and music tells us that we have to be with someone to be complete, and that so much of the narrative is around finding a partner and stuff. And actually, you know, that doesn't have to be the main narrative. I feel like that's a bit of a lie as well. And I actually, in my day job, I actually work for a Christian campaign in the UK, and we're actually trying to help churches become less family focused and understand that the number of single people is increasing in UK society, because a lot of churches, they just focus on families and couples and marriage, and they haven't woken up to the fact that a lot of people are getting married later, people are getting divorced, and there are more single parents and people are living longer. So actually, the number of single people in the UK is about 40%. I think the percentage of single people in the US is 50%. And so there's a lot more single people around than we think. So I think it's just remembering that you're not the odd one out because you're single. Actually, you're one of 50% of society or 40% of society. And I think we need to make that narrative more normal, rather than assuming that being in a couple and being in a family is normal, because actually it's not anymore.
I think that's really interesting and really exciting. I just am thinking, with what we've been chatting about, that traveling can be a great way to get to know yourself better and to become more comfortable with being your own company and become better at being your own best friend. It's not the only way, but if it's something that speaks to you, it can be a really fun avenue to do that. I love in the song that you say, like, start a new life for a couple weeks, but there's something about removing yourself from where you're used to being that really allows yourself to like honor who you are in a different way, because you're somewhere where you don't have expectations of who you should be. And if you're single and if you are working through the societal things that have told you different things about what your life should be like, that can be a really lovely way to just be more comfortable in your relationship to who you are as a single individual.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And I think that if you're not into traveling, or maybe if that's a kind of a new scary concept for you, I think you can start doing things small. So one of my favorite things to do is if I have a free evening, to go to the ballet or to the theater or to the cinema by myself, because especially if you're an introvert, well, I mean, I'm an introvert, I don't know about you, but like, I sometimes need alone time, but I don't just want to sit in my room and feel sad and alone. Like I still want to be out there doing things. So just taking yourself for like a solo date night, so you're still doing something, but you don't necessarily have to speak to people, is really nice. And I think we should normalize doing stuff by ourselves. And so I think starting small, if the idea of doing a big trip by yourself is scary, so like doing things like what you did in the pandemic, like just going for a drive and just seeing something, or taking a trip to a city or a town like near you where you'd quite like to go, and just taking a few hours and getting a coffee, sitting in a coffee shop with a book, and taking yourself out for dinner and normalizing eating by yourself. I think just by little steps, like, we can build up to, as you say, like getting to know ourselves better and feeling more comfortable being on our own and just spending time just doing stuff and seeing the world just by ourselves.
I love that, because the only company you're guaranteed in life is your own. And so doing the things that help you like that company is a very valuable investment.
Yeah, absolutely. And not holding yourself back because you don't have someone else to do them with, and actually seeing that, hey, I can do things with the company of me, and that can actually be quite fun, and finding fun ways of doing that as well. And maybe you collect something in each place that you go to, or maybe you want to visit a particular thing in lots of different places. And making it fun and making it something that feels good for your personality and fits with that, I think can really help as well.
Thank you so much for your time. Before we wrap up, will you tell people where they can find you on the internet and where they can listen to your music?
Absolutely. My name is Beth Keeping, and my music is everywhere. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to music. I'm on there. I'm also on YouTube, and I'm on all social media channels just as Beth Keeping. So all one word, keeping like the verb. Think keeping it real, keeping it cool. That's my surname. So just Beth Keeping everywhere.
I love that. And then, are you touring again, or is that going to come in the future, performing different places?
Yeah, so I just released an EP in June, which had all of the kind of the songs that I've written over the last couple of years. And so I'm currently back in the studio writing new material and recording it. So hopefully new stuff will be coming out next year. But I am doing a little UK tour in November and just hoping to do some more shows around. So yeah, watch this space, and hopefully there'll be some new music out soon.
Awesome. Thank you again. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much. And it was lovely to chat to you.
It was lovely to chat.
All my friends, they're getting married and they spend their time starting families, and they look so happy settling down.
Thank you to Beth for your time, and thank you to you for listening. I am so glad that you are here. Please come find me on the internet. You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow this podcast on Instagram. My Twitter handle is @MadelineK. The Instagram handle for the podcast is not a backup plan. You can support this work on Patreon. Please rate and review. It helps other people find the podcast, so it is a huge help to me. I can't wait to chat with you next week. And in the meantime, remember, this is your life. It's not a plan B. 'Cause I'm so tired of people thinking we've all got-